Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Now listen to
them. Or be with
them. How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Yeah, boy!
Man, you stink this morning.
I know. So what?
No, it's the stink of love.
What are you trying to say?
It's a very special day today, isn't it?
What are you trying to say?
I smell romance.
What is today? Oh, yeah. It's my 3-year anniversary to my boo, Lindsay.
Woohoo!
Bow, 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 bow.
That's exciting.
It is, and it blows my mind. I don't know why I've got such a relationship hang up because, like, my parents were never even married. So I'm like, it blows my mind every day it goes by. We've been together 6 years as if the on the 15th of August, but we've actually been married for 3 years as of today.
Trust us, it blows our mind every day that goes by, too.
I'm the only one here on the show that actually has a marriage.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's also very shocking.
I don't see how it's so shocking, by the way. I think it totally makes sense.
Well, congratulations, Joe.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, Lindsay. I love you. Forgot to get you something, but I love you.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, actually, you know what I did? I ended up getting my wife what she wanted. She just ordered it online for herself.
The bug gun?
No, didn't get her that. Got her some, I think, some shoes or something leather, because you're supposed to get leather.
Yes, third year is leather.
Yeah, I mean, I offered her something else, and she wasn't feeling it.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
So I was like, hey, this is leather.
Yeah, it
but,
is.
But was not feeling it, so. I'm also just going to throw it out there right now. I'm playing injured today. I'm proud of myself for coming in and even showing up to the show.
What is it, a paper cut?
No, it's like I got like a kind of like the lion or whatever. What's that little kid's fable where there's like a lion and the mouse or whatever? I have like a little thorn stuck in my finger, and I cannot get it even with a tweezer or anything to come out. Can you see? It's like a little.
Were you
like
hiding in the bushes there and peeping on your neighbors again? Or
no, they actually made it very hard to do that with the motion sensing cameras. So. It's harder to do that. No, I was just doing some yard work. I was like, I'm a man. I'm going to trim the bushes.
Wow, you really are going above and beyond for the anniversary.
I am. I might even trim my bushes tonight. I don't know. We'll see how crazy we get. What about you, Alex? How was your day yesterday?
I don't know how Instagram bloggers do it, but I was mortified yesterday going in public, carrying around a giant suitcase of clothes, taking pictures inside of very small little cafes and stuff with a giant suitcase next to me, and then having to go into the bathroom and changing my clothes and coming back out and taking pictures while everyone's in there eating.
Why
I was
were you
so
taking
embarrassed.
Pictures?
Well, I was just getting some new Instagram pics made. Holla.
Who'd you drag around for that?
I have a girl that is an amazing photographer. Her name's Amanda Matthews, but she does like weddings and all kinds of stuff. But she also does the photos for a whole bunch of bloggers locally. Like there are some people that are way more professional that live in Indianapolis besides me, like Jordan Underwood and Holly. What is her last name? I don't know. Everyone knows who they are because they've got like 250,000 followers. But
what?
All they do is
I don't
post...
even know who these people are though.
Well, I know you wouldn't, but girls listening know.
Okay.
And these people are making buku bucks just from posting pictures of what they're wearing on Instagram, and they're locally famous.
Is that your plan then?
Well, no. I have followers just from doing radio, so I can be a little lazier because they're following me for radio, not necessarily my outfit pics, but once in a while, I'll try to be cute and get some cute pictures done.
Girl.
So Amanda will follow me around and take these pictures. But yesterday, I mean, I was sitting in this teeny tiny closet size of a cafe with a woman with a photographer following me around with a giant camera and everyone's sitting there eating. It's very awkward. I don't know how they do it and not feel embarrassed.
I have a friend from college who makes 6 figures a year literally just posting on Instagram.
Look at that. See?
Wow.
Isn't that insane? That blows my mind.
Yeah, it's good to have Amanda follow me around just in case I do need a backup plan.
Yeah.
Live the Web Girl, did you get a rental car?
I got a rental car, and I'm sad to say that I am driving around a giant minivan.
What?
You're kidding.
No. At first, I was super mad about it. They gave me a minivan of all cars
Why
for
would they
my
do
rental.
That?
It was the only type of car they had left.
Oh, no.
But I jokingly told Jewel Daddy as we were pulling in, oh, what if they gave me one of those minivans? That'd be a disaster.
Wait. Is this like a soccer mom minivan or a I'm a creeper minivan?
No, it's soccer mom minivan. So I basically was driving around Indy looking like a nanny yesterday.
Live the van, girl.
Wait, you got like stow-and-go seating? Because that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like
maybe.
These seats fold down, you can put stuff under
them. Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, no, I do. It's definitely very roomy. But I was like, what the hell? But now I've fallen in love with the van, and like, honestly, I want to keep it.
Wait, are you and Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend, going to Chris in the van while you have it in your possession? There's a big back seat, am I right?
I hear that's how she got into a car accident before.
I'm just saying, when the van's a rocking, don't come a knocking.
The seats do fold down pretty nice.
There you go.
That poor minivan right there. Be careful if you're running a minivan. Liv the Web Girl might have christened it. So
it's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ed Sheeran may have secretly gotten hitched while discussing his new documentary, Songwriter. The singer dodged questions about his wedding plans with fiancée Cherry Seaborn. Instead of divulging any details, he just pointed to a silver ring on his left hand.
What about the wedding details? Have you picked a date? Do you know where? Do you know when yet? All right. Really? That's exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations, my friend. Congratulations. How did you sneak that one?
Huh?
How did you manage that?
Well, I never really do anything too public anyway.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Happy for you.
Good for him for not, you know, having to say, everybody look it, I got married.
Yeah. Ariana Grande has been performing a series of intimate concerts called Sweetener Sessions to promote her new album, Sweetener. And during her show in LA over the weekend, a fan shouted out, I wasn't recording, while Ariana performed Raindrops and Angel Cried. So not only did Ariana hear the fans' request, but she actually started the song over.
Hey, oh, did you just start again? I wasn't recording. Someone said start again, I wasn't recording. And I listened. I was like, are you sure? Are you ready now? Oh, I'm sorry. That was funny. Okay, are you ready? Okay.
Isn't that so
that's
cool?
That's funny. Usually it's like, turn off your cameras.
Exactly. Luke Bryan is talking about getting to know fellow Idol judges Lionel Richie and Katy Perry on national TV. By the way, Luke was just nominated for CMA Artist of the Year.
We kind of had to get to know one another on national TV. So the fact that we know each other and we know, I mean, it took us a few months to realize if we could just kind of poke at one another and the other not get their feelings hurt, you know? Oh, we're going to get ready.
Yeah.
We're taking the gloves off this year.
And Jimmy Fallon paid some strangers $1,000 dinner tab at a restaurant in the Hamptons on Monday. A witness said that Fallon was at dinner with his wife, Nancy, when he approached a table of four nearby. He said that he appreciated how happy the group looked and how they were enjoying each other's company. He said the good vibe made him happy and he wanted to pay for dinner. And after that, the group said thank you, and him and his wife left.
That's pretty cool.
That was cool, yeah.
You know what, though, Jimmy? Why don't you go to where me and Alex and Liv are eating? Somewhere a lot cheaper than that, huh?
That's right.
Hook a brother and sister up. All right, that is the garbage. Thank you so much, Alex. Is the Joe and Alex Show. Something I wanted to talk about is something we got going on, but we need your help. This is where you can make a difference right here in your own community, especially if you got kiddos out there. I want you to think about them and maybe things that they might be lacking and not having. For example, books to read. We're having a back-to-school book drive. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors, of course, our friends at Wild Eggs, and of course, Broad Ripple Service Experts Heating and Air. We've teamed up with them. We actually have drop-off locations where you can drop off new or gently used books. Books that maybe you're done with is sitting on your shelf, go to RadioNowIndy.com to get all the details. Now, Alex, I'd ask Liv the Web Girl what books she could donate, but...
I know she doesn't have any. She doesn't read.
Yeah, well, you don't got to flip me off she used to read. But for me, I got some Dr. Seuss books. Those were like my go-to jam.
Yeah, and they don't have to be kids' books either. If you have books sitting around that you've already read, I am a big fiction novel person.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have so many books like that, which are not necessarily kids' books. They're adult books, but still great. I mean, you got to think there's high schools and stuff like that, too, and they're going to want to read more mature books than Dr.
Seuss.
Yeah, exactly. So we need any and all gently used books that you have sitting around your house. It's a great way if you're moving to clear up space. And you can drop any of those off, like Joe said, at Broad Ripple Heating and Air, 86th Street and Northwest Boulevard, here at the radio station. If we're here, you can say hi to us, Meridian and St. Joseph.
Take a selfie.
Yep, that's downtown. And then Wild Eggs in three locations, Carmel, Fisher's, and downtown. You can take any amount of books that you have there, even if it's just one, that helps. But please bring those. The only thing we don't want is like school books, so not a textbook.
Yeah, we don't need that stuff. Go try to sell it for $5, even though you bought it for like $1,000.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that we don't want. Otherwise, we want all of your books.
Do you think Lindsay, my wife, would mind if I took all of her Harry Potter books? She'd probably kill me, but
yeah,
I hear
people are protective over those.
They're like Beanie Babies, right? Lord love her. She's one of the best people I've ever met, but she doesn't know a lot, at least at times. Kind of stereotypical blonde. We're talking about Liv the Web Girl. This is our chance to try to get it out there and explain things that, well, she doesn't get. It's called I Don't Get It on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Liv, what are taxes?
That's a hard one. I don't fully know. I know that it's money that we lose, that people take from us, but I don't get it because there's so many different ones. Like people talk about taxes, that's one time a year. I don't even know what that's about. And then people talk about taxes in paychecks, which I don't understand where this money is going, and I don't understand why there's two separate taxes. Oh, and then tax on groceries and like food. I don't understand why there's 18 billion different taxes. I don't understand where they're going to. I don't know if the same person's behind it, if the same person is scheming behind it, or what. I don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Joe's need to know news. Let's start things out with some crazy ass neighbors. This is happening in an Indy neighborhood. An ugly weekend confrontation between neighbors was caught on camera and is now forcing a couple, they're saying, to put their house up for sale.
No, touch me, I'll kill you.
A confrontation between neighbors caught on camera in Pike Township, and this isn't the first time it's happened.
Oh, they
Vicky
seem
nice. Vicky New admits that's her in the video tearing up a no trespassing sign and throwing it at her neighbor. That man and his wife bought their home 18 months ago, and they say that New has been harassing and threatening them ever since they moved in.
You ever had a bad neighbor? I mean, even just an apartment complex? Because I've had a bad neighbor when I was like renting a house to turn into an apartment. Like they would throw beer cans like at our vehicles because they didn't like where we parked at. They must have been on crack or something.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Picking on their race for one thing.
Terrifying that we have to deal with this lady. You don't feel safe in your own home. You can't sleep at night thinking, when is the day that she's going to come in my home and just be done with my family?
Nuvia Roman says they're not the only ones that Vicky New has harassed, but New told us over the phone today that she doesn't have a problem with anyone. The couple has given their security video to police who are investigating.
See, and I saw this story last night. Not that it was a local thing. I just saw this video somebody shared, like, my poor friend's dealing with this crazy neighbor. I thought, oh, just somebody random that, you know, friends with on Facebook. Like, holy crap, this is Northern Indy.
Let me tell you something. The craziest chicks are the ones that say, I don't have a problem with anybody.
I get it.
If someone says, I don't have a problem with anybody, they have a problem with everybody.
All right. We might have a problem. Make sure we avoid Northern Indiana. The police department warns to be careful of a buffalo on the loose. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah, like a freaking buffalo. I thought they were all extinct. The Hamilton Police Department is cautioning the public about roaming buffalo in the area. The department posted on their Facebook page on Sunday night saying there were numerous wild buffalo roaming around Johnson Lake Road to East Bellefontaine Road and west of 100 East to 200 East. They actually updated it again saying, yeah, we still have not caught these wild buffalo. And if you're wondering, yeah, they say, please stay away. These buffalo, they're not friendly, not good for a selfie, and they can become very aggressive.
Everybody wants a water buffalo. Yours is pink and mine is blue.
Yeah, something like that. Just avoid the Buffalo people. Be careful. And another thing to be careful of, who you get in the sack with or what's going down. Nearly 2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were reported last year, which is another all-time record. The CDC says that it's gotten so bad with gonorrhea, it's even closer to being untreatable.
Wow.
That's dangerous
that
as hell.
That is sick. And I have so much I could say about this. I could honestly talk about this for an entire break, but all I will say about this is, what did you think was going to happen? You've got dating apps that are promoting promiscuity, just everything, society promoting it. It's okay. It's empowering just to sleep around, whatever. This is exactly the type of stuff that's going to happen when that's going on.
Tell your grandparents, because you hear these stories now too, like especially in Florida, the older people are hooking up more because they're not worried about getting pregnant.
Well, retirement.
Grandpa might get the clap. Grandpa don't want the
clap.
Yeah,
I don't think they're probably the main group affected, but you're right. I'm sure that is prominent.
Just a little friendly reminder in the final story today here in your need-to-know news. The owner of a Chick-fil-A in Plainfield plans to pay his 100 employees to do community service while the location is being remodeled this fall. The restaurant will close the last week of September with the grand reopening projected for November. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, during the construction, owner Chris Spire says his team members will be deployed throughout the area serving with nonprofit organizations, including schools, parks and recreation, Active Grace. That's the center that helps the homeless transition back to work. He plans to pay his staff for the time helping others, and he's actually looking for other organizations that maybe he can get his staff involved with.
I love it. You know what? They always save the day.
That's why we love Chick-fil-A, man. They are the best. If you want, go to radio90.com. I got the link on this blog, and it'll actually tell you how to email the guy so you can reach out to him and say, hey, I know this place might be good for your staff.
Ooh, I know. How about my apartment? I really need a deep clean. I hate cleaning my shower.
No, you know what? I don't think anybody at Chick-fil-A should have to go through that kind of hell. All right, that's your Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Happy hump day to you. Now, Alex, you got some kind of crazy stuff that you have an update for. This isn't Murder Monday, but what exactly is going down?
Well, you know Chris Watts, right? The guy in Colorado who murdered his wife and two kids.
Yeah. And he's saying, like, what he walked in and his wife was trying to, like, kill somebody.
Yeah, that's his defense. His defense is, oh, I had to kill my wife because I walked in and she had already killed one kid and then she was killing the other or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So then he killed her, which is, by the way, absolute BS. But the craziest update of all time, I think, in any murder case I've ever read came out last night on Radar Online, like, late, like, right as I was going to bed. And I was like, I got to talk about this in the morning. Chris Watts had an alleged gay lover come forward yesterday claiming they met on a gay dating app and had a sexual relationship before he was arrested for the murder of his pregnant wife and their two daughters. So this guy came on HLN yesterday anonymously, said that he and Chris met on the app Meet Me. Apparently, they had an instant sexual relationship. They have not verified his relationship with Chris. Keep this in mind. This is all hearsay, and this guy's anonymous, so who knows? It could be not true.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe this person hates him and what he did because it is awful, and they just want to make him look even worse than he already does, or, you know, for cheating and all this. So I don't know. But Radar Online does get it right most of the time, I think. So that's why I think this is juicy. So the guy says he reached out to me and messaged me. It was small talk. He told me his age, that he had two daughters. He told me he was looking for a relationship in the long run. I asked why his profile said straight. He said he was not out and not ready to be out as far as sexuality. He says he was also having an affair with a coworker, and he says that this, though, could blow the case wide open.
Now, was the coworker a man too, or did it not specify?
Doesn't specify.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people have been saying it's a woman, so maybe he's bi, but this guy, the anonymous guy, says we had many conversations. I asked him to make sure he's not bi because he had two children. He told me he didn't know, and that at that moment he was attracted to me as a male. So is that not the craziest update on this story?
Well, if it's true, yes. It's just we need to verify that, you know, it's like you said, it's not somebody just randomly making it up and saying it. But if it is true, what do you think, that maybe is the real reason, like he didn't want to get caught, or his
could
wife
be,
or maybe his wife found out that he was in a relationship
and with a man? If he wasn't ready to be out, maybe he was embarrassed, or you know couldn't accept it about himself or something. Who knows? But I just had to share that because it is so wild, and that's Radar Online. So I'm sure we'll see more updates as it comes out. But so far, it's an anonymous source. It's all in a alleged story, but if it's true, That's pretty crazy.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
It's a very happy birthday to this celebrity. Any guesses?
Me, Honey Boo Boo Child.
Oh, you already knew.
Yes. I knew it was Honey Boo Boo Child.
Honey Boo Boo Child is 13. Can you freaking believe that?
I cannot.
Wow, she is old now. I am like shooketh by that. Kelly Clarkson's fans are petitioning for her to perform at next year's Super Bowl following her performance at the U.S. Open on Monday night. She began the U.S. Open in New York by performing a 10-minute set that included some of her biggest hits. Soon after the performance, one fan tweeted, "I feel like Kelly Clarkson just submitted her audition for the Super Bowl." Another one said, "Kelly Clarkson is a blinking legend, and the people deserve for her to be the next Super Bowl halftime show in 2019. The next Super Bowl will be in Atlanta next February."
I'd love to see Kelly Clarkson. I mean, she's not really relevant right now, but I'd love to see her.
Actor Matthew Perry, who's once so high out of his mind that he super glued his hands to his legs in an effort to stop moving.
He's screaming my name, and I go back into the living room, and I'm looking at him, and he's high out of his mind. He hadn't showered in like 9 days or something. He was sitting on the couch with his hands on his legs, and he kept saying, "You need to unstick me, you need to unstick me." And I said, "What do you mean, unstick you? The guy has just super glued his hands to his legs."
Yeah, that was Matthew's longtime friend, Katie Edwards. She was talking to Radar Online about how she helped him unstick his hands there. And 11-year-old Sophia Sanchez from Chicago, who went viral after Drake visited her in the hospital, finally got her heart transplant and is doing well after 9 hours of surgery. Here's her pediatric heart surgeon, Dr. Carl Backer, giving the update.
"She's doing great. She's still sedated. She's still on a breathing machine, the ventilator, but we're planning to wean her sedation today and hopefully try to get her breathing tube out either later today or tomorrow."
That's good. Whose side are you going to be on? 317-239-1009. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and maybe you can relate to this too. We got a direct message on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. That's at Joe and Alex Show. And it says here, "The other day, my girlfriend and I were sending some hot and steamy, you know, text messages back and forth, and they were kind of, I think you'll know what we're saying when we say sexy pics."
Sure.
"You're like, oh, baby, you're looking good right there." So they were sending some sexy pics back and forth. He said his girlfriend asked me to send her one of those sexy pictures, but I wasn't able to because I was at a meeting at that time at work. He ended up sending her a text message, but here's where the problem comes up. He sent a photo from a year ago before he was even dating this girl.
Ooh.
So it was a sexy photo meant for, you know, somebody else that he was dating at the time.
Recycled.
Not like he's cheating right now, and the reason you could tell that, which is good, she didn't think it was for somebody else, is that he had a beard in the picture. Now he's kind of clean shaven.
So you guys never think about that.
No, we're dumb. Guys, don't put any of your face in there anyways, you know?
Yeah, keep that
it,
like, too.
Keep it neck down. So she got really pissed, according to this direct message that he sent us. And she said, "You know what? That's really disrespectful to do that to me. And you should delete that sexy picture off your phone that you took for someone else."
I think, who cares? Because they're not, like, as long as you don't have anything in there that exposes what time it was taken, like a beard or something like that, then I think go for it.
But does it, okay, and this is kind of the question. He wants to know, whose side are we on? 317-239-1009. The photo, it wasn't of the ex-person. Like, it wasn't a naked woman. It was him.
Right.
So, okay, sure, he sent it to somebody else, but what's the big deal?
I don't think it matters.
See, I kind of agree with you, which is, like, unheard of. But do you agree with his significant other saying, "You can't send me a quote-unquote sexy pic"? You know what we're talking about.
That you sent someone else before.
That you already sent, like a previously used one.
A previously used, gently used.
Now, I'm trying to put myself in this guy's position and think about my wife, Lindsay. And if she sent me a photo like that, that was from before, like, and I could tell her hair was different,
I think you wouldn't care because it'd be a dirty pic and you
yeah,
just want it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think any guys care.
It's just girls that care?
I think it's girls, yeah. At least that's my opinion here, or my thought process. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Emily calling into the Joe and Alex Show from Greenwood. What do you think he should have done?
Oh my gosh, hi guys.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh.
Good morning. I definitely think that he should have deleted that. I mean, if I want sexy from somebody, I want sexy just for me.
But how do you know?
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, but I mean, if she knew that he had a beard in the past and now he's clean shaven, he kind of gave himself away on that one.
Gotcha. All right, yeah. So there you heard it. Don't give her any used pictures. She only wants new.
Hey, thank you, Emily, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We love you. Summer, you're in downtown Indy, and do you have something similar happen to you?
Yes. So I started talking to a guy after he was done talking to my friend. They talked on and off maybe for a couple weeks, but he actually had sent me the same explicit photo that he had sent her because she showed that picture to me. So I'm like, I recognized it right off the bat.
Busted.
So I called him out about it. Yeah. So I think it's wrong. I don't think you should be sending the same photos you're sending to other chicks to the one that you're talking to currently. I think that is wrong.
But see, here's the thing. I don't know about guys, but as a woman, I have days where I have real good hair days and then I have days where not so much. And if I've got one really good picture of me, I want to use that one over and over.
You should not be putting your hair in a sexy photo.
If it's the end, if it's the end of it.
Well, Liv the Web Girl can't help. She's got like, you know, like Goldilocks or Rapunzel hair over here.
Yeah.
She's like cousin it.
You shouldn't put your face in it at all. That's how I feel.
No. I'm just speaking from what my friends have told me.
Oh, right.
I am.
What's that, Jewel Daddy? Okay, thank you. Hey, thanks for calling in, Summer, this morning. Let's take one more call. We'll wrap this up. If you can't get through on social media, it's at Joe and Alex Show for our Twitter and Instagram. Stephanie, you're in downtown today, and you're saying you shouldn't reuse anything?
Yeah, I mean, I guess like furniture or something, but yeah, I don't think you should reuse anything that you don't have to in a relationship. I mean, don't be lazy. Send me a new picture.
Well, I mean, he's not being lazy. Did you hear his story? He was at work at the time in a meeting. I mean, do you want him just like to unzip?
Yes.
Like he's inside the meeting?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
No, well, I'm just kidding.
No.
Yeah, you got to go to the bathroom. That's what I was saying.
I think the guy did the best that he could. And of all the things to be mad about, be happy your man's not sending that photo to other women and cheating and doing other things.
What's her name?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, have you ever sexted while you have been at work?
Of course she
probably has.
I can tell. Hold on. Stephanie, what do you mean probably? Like, that's something you know about. Either you did or you didn't do.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I have.
She's sure she has.
I've been in long-term relationships, so I'm sure I've gotten bored at times and done that during work.
Now I wonder, what do you do for a living?
Well, you probably shouldn't.
I don't know. I'm afraid my work's going to hear me talking on the radio.
Just tell us, okay, don't tell us where you work. Tell us, like, what field you work in. Like, is it medical? Is it education?
Business.
Aha, business. Okay.
Yeah,
so, Stephanie,
some risky business.
When you're in a long-term relationship and you are sexting, how do you keep it spicy? Because I feel like every girl knows, like, they have, like, two really good angles. Like, do you usually stick with the same couple poses or things, or do you really just go for it and go crazy with it?
I don't know. I guess I don't really try to send a lot of pictures so that when I do, like, it's really special and important.
Good advice.
No, send away. Now, listen, I'm recommending guys out there, the angle that women really like, and Alex, you can kind of help describe this too. It's where you take the camera by two hands, you get really low, so it's kind of an upshot.
No, that looks hideous. That's how you get a 50 double chins or whatever.
I'm literally so grossed out right now.
Do you want me to send you the photo I have, Liv?
No!
All right, Stephanie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's journey, whew! We've been doing this thing for a while. Actually, we are embarking on week number 11. When we started out, I weighed 404 pounds, which is, I think, four Alexes and three and a half Livs.
Wow.
Something like that. I'm trying to figure out the exact weight, but that's what we're working with. Now, last week, I weighed in at 380.2 pounds. Not too shabby. This week, I dropped, didn't gain, I dropped 3.4 pounds. I weigh in at 376.8 for a total of 27.6 pounds lost. I'm over 25 pounds down, sucker!
Wow.
I'm feeling so sexy. Like, I'm starting to notice my man boobs are getting smaller, and it looks like there's this muscle, they call it a pectoral, like a pec. It looks like I have them and not the actual breast. So I'm excited about that.
Wow, that's amazing.
And the biggest thing, too, I'll tell you what, is I feel so freaking good. I'm still sweaty, and I'm fat and gross at times. Like, I always am like a dog, like, but my body just sweats to cool myself down. but I'm walking farther. I look back where I was this time last year. I just got done having my hip replaced, and I couldn't do a damn thing.
Now, if you are trying to lose a significant amount of weight, if you are somebody that is, I mean, heavy,
I'm
like
heavy,
you are
heavy.
When you started out, is 3 pounds or so a week, is that on pace for you? Like, what is the amount that you should be losing?
I guess I'm not a medical expert, so technically, is that the pace? I don't know, but that's pretty good. If you do 3.5 pounds a week, you're looking at, 13 pounds or 14 pounds a month? I mean, they always say, you put it on slowly, you're going to take it off slowly.
Okay, because that's what I didn't know. I didn't know, is there a goal per week that you're trying to lose? Like, is it 5? Is it 10? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know even what's realistic because I've never done a weight loss thing personally.
I think it's unrealistic. I could be wrong, but Alex, I want to lose 5 or 10 pounds a week. Like, I magically want this to be done in 90 days.
I feel like 10 would be hard, but 5 might be achievable.
It just depends. I mean, in my body, my body fluctuates. It really does.
Have you ever thought about seeing a nutritionist?
I have in the past. I guess you know what it is. I know what a nutritionist is about. I know the whole idea of what you eat and what the portion size are. It's all about actually doing it and actually applying it.
It's more than that. I've seen a nutritionist at some points in my life, and it's way, way, way more than just something that you can read online about being healthy and losing weight.
I've seen a nutritionist in the past. I'm saying I've done it, but I actually have, I'm not going to see one again because I actually have to put it into practice.
Right. So I have a question. So are you watching your cholesterol and other levels like that? Just because I know you're doing the keto diet, and I know with the keto diet, it's very common for people's cholesterol to skyrocket because all you're eating is fatty, salty foods. Are you watching your cholesterol at
all? I check my blood every 6 months with my doctor. Last time I went
Every 6 months? It hasn't been 6 months since you started this.
No, but I just went to the doctor a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Last cholesterol's Monday. Good?
Yeah, everything's in
that's
check.
Good.
My blood pressure, actually, that's a good point to bring up, was 120 over 80, so that's good.
What's normal? I don't even know.
That right there is normal. I mean, probably the best is 110 over 70. I'm not a medical expert, but 120 over 80 is okay if you pull up blood pressure. So that's good. I still want to get that a little bit lower just to work on that. But overall, I just, I don't know. I'm feeling really, really happy about this.
Good.
Once again, I appreciate all the support. I'll put some photos and information up too. Joe Pesh Radio is all my social media. We have the Joe's Journey blog at RadioNowIndy.com. Because some people are saying I use the MyFitnessPal, which I recommend to track. Don't you use that, Liv?
Yeah, I love MyFitnessPal.
So what does that say? Free. Does that say everything what you're losing or what you're doing to lose weight, what you're eating? What does that detail?
MyFitnessPal pretty much just tracks your calories throughout the day, and it can also track your macros, which is your protein, your carbs, and your fat. But that's all it does. It doesn't track, I don't think,
You can track your weight, your progress, and you're going
there. Well, yeah, you can track your weight. But, I have a question, and this is coming from the most supportive place.
I will answer it one second. I just want to finish up the MyFitness thing. But they have other apps, though, too, that are free, because trust me, I hate to pay for anything. There's, it's called MyFitnessPal, but there's things called Map My Ride. If you ride a bicycle, you can track how far you go.
Map
My Walk, and it kind of pulls all that in there. Plus, with MyFitnessPal, if you have a Fitbit or any of those other, trackers, you can hook it up there to see how many steps. Yesterday, I took 9,000 steps.
Okay, good. Okay.
So it's kind of cool. If you're liking to do that,
yeah,
it's really good. Now, what is your thing that you were preempting
with? My question, which I kind of already asked you this, I guess, but I saw an omelet that you had over the weekend.
Oh, so good.
Oh, I saw that too. Okay, I think I know what you're going to ask because I was confused.
I like how you guys see stuff, but you never comment on my stuff.
Well, because we know that you do the updates. Why would we bring it up then? We got to bring it up on the air.
Right. We have to have something to talk about now. So I looked it up just because I'm a nutrition nerd.
You crazy.
And the sodium in that was enough sodium for 4 days, and the cholesterol was kind of off the charts.
Oh, wow.
Is that something that you're keeping in check and you're thinking about? Because I know with the keto diet, you can kind of, I just don't know about this keto
diet.
No,
yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that bad at Liv. I had five-egg omelet. I had
five eggs? This is the thing. Is that normal? Okay.
Yes.
I feel like it's too much.
I don't know about the five egg thing. I'm just saying the sodium level and the cholesterol level, the fact that that's off the charts and that it's enough sodium for 4 days.
I have to see, where you checked it out at, because the egg, there was five eggs.
Probably online on the restaurant website or something.
On the restaurant website.
There was salsa, there was sour cream, there was some peppers in there, jalapeno slices.
Is that really going to help, though, contribute to, if your goal is to try to lose between 3 and 5 pounds a week?
Hi.
Eating like that helping?
This is Joe's journey. If you're just tuning in, I'm down 27.6
Which is
pounds.
Good. We're proud of you. We're just asking you.
But you guys question
I'm
everything
just
about it.
Because
I'm,
that's what our job is. We're supposed to keep you accountable. So
I am
if you're
accountable.
Posting pictures of you getting hamburgers and drive-thrus and omelets and all this, but you're telling listeners, I'm losing all this weight, we're just questioning it. We're just asking. I've never been on a weight loss plan. I don't know if that's how it works.
And my only thing is because I get nervous with the keto diet about people's cholesterol, their blood
and
levels, their
cholesterol.
Sodium, all my blood work's good.
Then that's good. But that's good. You can't get defensive when we're just asking you, we're just holding you accountable, we're just asking questions. We're trying to help you plug along and make sure that everything's on track. You said last week that you slipped the whole week, so we're just asking questions to help you out. You can't get mad about
this
that.
This is coming from a place of love and support.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show.
Good morning. I just want to give Joe some love. These girls are being way too hard.
We are not being hard on him. We are super proud of him. But if he's exposing his whole weight loss journey to the world, I mean, we're the only ones in the room here. We have to ask the questions that people might be wondering themselves if they're following him on Instagram and seeing him post hamburgers and omelets.
I think you're the only people that have asked any of those
questions.
Well,
of course we are. No one else is going to ask you
and
that.
Here's the
but
thing.
You're asking questions as if he's already an Olympian. It's like he said, okay, I'm going to start learning to train to swim, and you say, okay, but Michael Phelps does it this way. I can't.
No. Well, this isn't week one. We're on week 11. I think it's a fair question to ask. If you're eating an omelet worth 4 days of sodium, is that contributing to the goal?
And I don't know where you're getting 4 days worth of sodium at, because I have my settings there, and I was within my sodium intake.
And this is the thing, too, that listeners don't realize. This is Joe's journey reboot, like, since I've been on this show, he's tried it multiple times.
So you got to have a good squad, a teammate to build you up and keep you accountable.
That he's sticking to it this long.
Which is good.
So that's why I think me and Alex are kind of hard on him, just because we've seen him try it so many times and then just stop it. We want him to keep going, and that's why we're hard on him, is just because we're like, well, are you going to do it? Then do it. Because he said he was going to do it multiple times before.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Christina.
What's up? What do you want to say, Christina?
I would just like to say that you're doing good, you're losing weight, and until you hit a plateau, keep doing what you're doing.
I agree.
Hey, thank you, Christina. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Ashley.
Ashley, what's up? What do you want to say?
I want to say congratulations, Joe. You're awesome. I love the show. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Your Joe's journey, keep up the good work. Like, no matter what anyone says, as long as you know you're trying, that's all that matters.
I wish there was a nutritionist, and thank you for calling in, that could call in here and kind of, like, explain everything that's going on. Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hi, Joe. I just wanted to call in. I listen to the show every day. I'm a wellness coordinator and a health coach.
Oh.
And I was listening to you talk about blood pressure, and I wanted to let you know 120 over 80 is considered normal.
That's
good.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, it could be lower, though, but I don't know. I mean, it's amazing. You got to realize I started out this journey at 404 pounds. That's not good. I mean, I'm only like a 5'11" kind of a guy, so I've got a long way to go. I'm like still considered morbidly obese. Actually, I think, which is just like, wow, did you have to put the word super on it? I think I'm technically still super morbidly obese. But
yeah,
one
but
day at a time.
It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Exactly. And when and thank you for your call. And when people think of keto, too, it's like, yeah, I'm not just eating bacon. Like, I'm eating healthy food. We like like to share on the Joe and Alex Show different things we're into. It could be music, fashion, products, food.
I'm about songs.
To, about to delve into that bad boy.
Children we stole.
At Joe and Alex Show. who wants to go first today? All right, I'll go first. Let's see here. What am I into this week? Well, there's this thing that I found. My wife actually brought it home. It's called Bath & Body Works Silver Gin Fizz Gentle Foaming Hand Soap.
Oh, is that your healthy snack? That's gross.
No, no, that is not what I'm snacking on, but oh my gosh, you want to wash your hands like OCD. You're like, oh God, they
what's
smell
the
so good. It is by Bath & Body Works. It's Silver Gin Fizz Gentle Foaming Hand Soap.
Like gin, the drink?
I don't know. Huh. I do love gin, but it smells so amazing. Like, I want to use it as like a whole like body soap, but
yeah.
Obviously it's just for your hands.
So what are you snacking on?
What am I snacking on? It's at Trader Joe's. You can go there, and it's these oven-baked cheese bites. They're absolutely incredible. I tried looking for them online, and they do sell them because they're hard to get in the store, but holy crap, they're expensive as hell. But they're these oven-baked cheese bites. They're made with 100% cheese. They're gluten-free, high in protein, and they are amazing.
Like you cook them, or you eat them cold, or what?
They just come in a bag. They just come right in a little bag right here. They're Parmesan, I think, is the flavor. But they, here, actually, look it. I have them right here on me, just in a Ziploc bag. But these things right there.
Do you have to keep, they're like a dry food.
Yeah, they're dry. Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to let us try one?
I don't want one, but
you
can.
Do you
want
to try one?
I want one.
All right, here we go.
Might be some dog hair in there.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Liv, take a bite.
Is it good?
Those are pretty delicious.
I don't eat cheese, so I won't try it, but.
Okay.
Cheese, that's good. Healthy
please.
Snack option.
I like that. And another thing that I'm into this week is a musical thing. I like all kinds of music. This is kind of an alternative song. It's by a group called Mount Joy. The song's called Silver Lining.
With your silver lining, very close to your skin. But if it's the drug,
it's very fall. It's
yes.
Like I feel like I need flannel on.
I really enjoy that. Once again, we'll put these links up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Let's see who would like to go next for what I'm into. Liv, you wait. Alex will go.
Okay. So I am obsessed with this nail polish color. It's OPI. Don't Bossa Nova Me Around. I know they have the weirdest
names.
Yeah, Don't Bossa Nova Me Around. Liv's going to put a little swipe up on the Instagram story as well. You can see the swatch of the photo on somebody else's hand, not mine because their lighting looks better. But anyway, it is the perfect grayish color, like a gray beige. It's a nude that I have been searching for, I feel like, my whole entire life, and
wearing?
I finally found it. Yeah. Yeah, I have it on
okay.
Now. I love it. This this color is so perfect for not only if you're about to get married on your wedding day, but also if you think you're about to get engaged, you always mm-hmm. need to have your nails ready. Because it'll look good with a ring picture. This color is so good. It goes with any season, any time of year. I'm obsessed with it. OPI, Don't Bossa Nova Me Around. And the second thing, well, I'm just going to play it for you. Can you hear it?
I hear something. Are they raking leaves?
No. It's slime. They're taking slime out of a jar and playing with it on a counter. It's this company, White Whale Slime, on Instagram. It is like chic slime. This is not your YouTube six-year-olds
Yuck.
Making, yeah, like glue and green food coloring in a jar. This is chic Gossip Girl slime. Not only is it so cute and it smells good, but the videos are addicting. Seeing people just squish this slime together.
It
I'm addicted.
Sounds like one of your AMR videos.
Yeah, ASMR. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like that, but it is so addicting to watch the videos, and I'm dying. It's on my wish list right now to buy it. So I haven't actually bought it yet, but I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like the creme de la creme slime. Okay, so check that out. Instagram stories at Joan Alex Show.
And then I am into, which I'm shocked I haven't said this before, my favorite podcast. It's called Pardon My Take, and it's actually a sports podcast, but it's super funny. And they also talk about current things going on in like the pop culture world, and they have great interviews, and they get the funny sides of almost every athlete because it's so casual. It's very vulgar though, so not for kids, but it's so hysterical and so informative. And I put a link on that on our Instagram story, so you can just swipe up and listen to the most recent episode. And then also as a healthy snack, I have been super into cantaloupe lately. It's super low in calories, which sometimes I just like to munch on food. So you can eat a lot of it because it's so low in calories, but it's so delicious. I'm obsessed.
Don't you know the rule? If you're going to talk about snacks, you have to do what Joe did and bring them in for us to all try.
Like did Alex, you bring the slime, Alex?
No, you don't need it. Polish to paint my nails?
Look at my nails.
Look at my nails. She brought it in for me.
You guys are saying you've never had cantaloupe in your life. I think you know what it tastes like.
I have it.
Well, of course you have it. Yeah. What's your favorite fruit? Like, what could you just eat it all day?
That's the thing. I can eat all fruit all day. But I will say pineapple's probably my favorite, but it's really bad because it burns my stomach because of the acid I eat too much of it.
There's nothing like a crisp September day and going to the orchard and picking chicken lips off the tree. That's my favorite fruit.
That's not a fruit. I could smash a watermelon right now just with a spoon. I could eat that whole dang thing and get diabetes from all the sugar. That's what we're into. Check it all out. We have a swipe up available for you on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pink's husband, Carrie Hart, posted photos on Instagram of their two kids, Jameson and Willow, during Pink's Beautiful Trauma Tour. And he captioned the photo of Jameson covered in a rash and the second of Willow in the bathtub with "Want to know how glamorous a tour can be? Jameson has hand, foot, and mouth, and Willow has a 102 temp. Both kids laid up, and Mama Pink still has to push through and do shows. He said, I had Jameson at breakfast yesterday, and this vile woman at the table next to us kept staring at him with a crappy look on her face. I told her it was bed bugs. So fans were criticizing them. Someone said, Pink, I love you, but why would you let your husband take your son to breakfast looking like that? People don't know what is going on. For all they know, he has something contagious, so it's only human to be grossed out or at least concerned. Another person wrote, as a mom of three whose kids have had hand, foot, and mouth a few times, I say that you made a mistake. Hand, foot, and mouth is super contagious, and it's not fair to knowingly expose others. I don't think it's fair to pass judgment on the other patron. She likely was concerned for her own safety as well and probably concerned about your son. He wrote, are you serious? You are what's wrong with this judgmental world. I am not a parent, so I don't know how to respond to this story correctly.
Well, I don't know the fact that I don't know my head, foot, and mouth disease. I mean, if it's like something that can be passed on, yeah, don't bring it out. It's just like if you have chicken pox, don't bring your kid out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's contagious or not or even really what it is, but we're not parents, so you should tweet us and tell us at Joe and Alex Show. Would you be grossed out if you were at a restaurant, Pink's husband brought their rash-ridden kids to the breakfast place?
Lick my rash!
Ew! Cardi B has offended a bunch of people with another sketch from writer Rib Michaels. It's this sketch where Cardi B plays Coretta Scott King, the wife of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, I think I should be the leader of this group. You know, my husband have marched in every state and have fought so we can use the same toilet as everybody.
Well, your husband is
All these husbands want to sleep with my husband, but it's all right because I know he marches home to me.
The writer and producer, Rip Michaels, explained the sketch that he wrote. Now Cardi has apologized to Dr. King's daughter.
I think that it was taken in poor taste, and I think that people didn't understand because, number one, they didn't see the sketch in its entirety. It actually ends with saying that a white woman actually says, I want equal rights for everybody, and this is what this whole marching movement about. And I think that people outlashed against Cardi, and Cardi was just doing a sketch that I wrote, I directed, and my whole team put together that she started. And I think that people backlashed because, whether the backlash because she's Latino and she's not African-American, because that's what I'm reading. I think that people are mad, but they don't understand that equal rights were for everybody, Spanish, Black, and all different descent.
Taylor Swift paid tribute last night to Aretha Franklin at her stadium show in Detroit before honoring her with a minute of silence.
She did so much for women's rights. She did so much for civil rights. She was one of those people where no matter what you said, no matter what glowing positive thing you said about her, it would be an understatement. Words could never, ever describe how many things she did in her lifetime that made our world a better place.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
All right, we'll do that. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9, and I have a photo up on my Instagram. It's Joe Pesh Radio. I'm going to try to regram it over on Joe and Alex Show in a second. Did you see a photo I put up there when I went out to breakfast the other day?
What, the omelet thing?
It was the receipt for the omelet.
Yeah, you did the tip the bill thing?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
You know, I'm not, I guess I'm not as radio rich as you, so I'm not going to be throwing out that much cash, but I mean, I do tip well. I always tip 20%.
Okay, well, I am very radio rich. I'm glad everybody's realized that. I am rolling, as they say, in the dough. But no, remember we talked about the tip the bill challenge a couple of weeks ago, and if you don't know what that is, it's where, let's say you get a bill, it's $20. Well, you tip that amount, $20, so the bill would end up being $40. I took the photo, and you can see it right here. If you haven't seen it already, Alex and Liv the Web Girl, there's the photo. And I used the hashtag tip the bill challenge. Blurred out the information I didn't want people to see. A lot of people on Instagram like, oh, that's so cool. Great job. That's awesome. Way to do that. Hey, I'm a server. I appreciate that. But then somebody else DM'd me and it's like, dude, what a tool.
Wait, what? You're a tool for tipping well?
Well, for posting my receipt online for the tip the bill challenge to show that I did it.
Oh, well, yeah, probably.
I mean, what do you think? Does that make me a tool, Liv the Web Girl?
I literally screenshot it because I was going to bring it up to you because I think it's kind of a tool move.
It's really? Like, oh, look at me. I donated to charity.
Oh, I'm doing such good charity. It's like, do it in silence.
317-239-1009. See, I didn't even know it was Liv, but I had some people DM me. I'm like, hate much? Okay. No, I get what you're saying. And people, if you go out there, like, oh, I do so much work. Look at me. Yeah, you're kind of looking for attention. I swear, cross my heart, hope to die, I was not trying to get like a bunch of compliments for it. I thought if I put it up
yes,
there.
Yes, you were.
Was not.
Okay. That's exactly why you did it. If you were doing it out of the goodness of your heart, why not just do it? Why'd you have to post it?
It's for the tip the bill challenge. When have I ever put a receipt up in my life? I never put receipts up on before.
Well, of course, because you're tipping a whole bunch. You want everyone to see that you're tipping a whole bunch.
That's not a whole bunch.
Yes, it is. If you're tipping the bill, that's a lot.
Yes.
That's way more than 20%.
Yes, this time it is. So it was a $35 meal because we got a lot to eat and drink, and it ended up being like $70 after that. Oh, great. My wife, Lindsay, just texted me.
What'd she say?
Because Lindsay's like, I'm glad Liv agrees with you because I did not want you to post that, and you did it anyways.
Ooh, is that the first text she sent you today on your anniversary? Was that?
No. We're going good.
Oh,
but
okay.
My point, listen, I'm not going to like beg for people to believe me, but I'm telling you genuinely, like, I did that. I was worried it would be a tool move. I didn't want to put that in the description like, hey, I'm posting this, but I don't want people to think I'm a tool, because then you're a total tool.
It's like Jimmy Fallon, who I've talked about in the garbage today, went to the Hamptons, saw a family really enjoying themselves at dinner, and he was so touched by it that he decided to pay their $1,000 dinner bill for them. And he just said, hey, look, I just really appreciated that you guys, you know, were not on your phones and were really enjoying each other's company and having a good time tonight, and I wanted to do something nice. But he didn't talk about it. Well, I don't think he talked about it himself on his show. The story got out because the family talked about it, and so it makes him look good. If you would have tipped the bill to this server and not posted about it, the server, though, by word of mouth, would have said, hey, you know what? Joe from the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9 came in this morning, and he tipped me what my bill was. Isn't that nice? And
how would she have known who I was, though? She wouldn't have known I was Joe from the Joe. I didn't put, like, hashtag Joe and Alex Show.
People do recognize us sometimes.
They might recognize you.
They don't. Yes, they recognize both of us. They don't always say something when they see us that they recognize us. Sometimes they'll tweet us afterwards and say, hey, I just saw you here, which is really weird. I'd rather you just come up to me.
I was behind you the whole time listening to what you were saying. I can't believe you said that. Ashley in Greenwood's listening this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're a server. What do you think about this? Am I a tool for posting the tip your bill challenge receipt or what?
I don't think so. I think it's actually making people aware. I think if you actually search that hashtag, a lot of people are posting their receipts when they do the challenge. So I think it's just making people aware that, you know, there is this challenge out there.
Hold on. Let me search for this. Wait a minute. Liv, what's your social media handle? Like, what is it?
Why?
Just tell me, what is it?
At Liv Karras.
All right, there is actually a photo that you are in here, and it shows a $12 meal with no tip.
Where?
Is that your tip the bill challenge?
Shut up.
Is that your tip the bill challenge?
You are straight lying.
Ashley.
I'm a server, and trust me, I always tip 20, if not more.
Well,
so.
Good thing I was going to go. I was going to see you at Three Wise Men, but now that I know you think I'm a tool for doing that, sorry, Liv, you
well,
just missed out.
I don't
out.
Even work there anymore, so ha. Huh?
Joke's on you. Thank you, Ashley and Greenwood. We appreciate it. We'll do one more call. Matt, you're in Brownsburg, and you think it's a good thing, kind of inspiring.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, I think when you post stuff like that, it's not douchey. It's more, it's going to inspire other people to go out and do good in the world.
Man, you know what? Joe could say that he ran over somebody and you guys would call in and kiss his ass. It never fails. Whatever he does, he everyone is always on his side. And whatever I do, no one is on my side. I think the phones are rigged.
You're a hater. You're hating.
It was not me. You said it. Somebody else DM'd you.
But you're kind of agreeing with Liv now. You're saying, well, it is kind of a little bit of a D-bag move.
I think it's just because Alex is very, very real, and I think Joe tries to save face.
Yeah, is that what it is?
What
is
do
it
you
the
mean?
Tone?
I'm real as can be.
Is it? All...
I think you're real, and you're very. You get vulnerable and emotional.
I do,
but. No, and I think you do too. But I think that you are more likely to criticize, whereas Joe, even if he wants to criticize something, he's not going to play like the good advocate on the show.
I'm not the good Joe to be good Joe.
Yes,
and
you
not
are.
Like I'm some bad boy.
100% he is.
I just think like it's rude what you do. That's all. And like I don't like to be rude to people or mean to people.
What's rude that who does?
You listen, we all have thoughts in our head. Doesn't mean you should just say it.
Let me tell you something. I built an entire radio career out of just saying the thoughts in my head.
Yeah, but...
This show would be boring if I didn't just say the thoughts in my head.
Well, we'll see about that. But I don't know. It's just, it's an interesting thing that we do here, Matt, and we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Matt.
If you couldn't get through, let us know. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. I'll repost it up there, like, once again.
Oh, God. See, you got to double post. It's already up there. People can see it. Now you got to post
well,
it again.
You don't want me to?
Well, I'm just say you're worried about looking douchey. Well, what the heck, man?
All right, well, it's also, if it gets taken down, it's on mine, Joe Pesh Radio. I'm just saying, I challenge you, Alex, and you, Liv, you guys go out to eat every now and then. Why don't you, maybe when you go to the bar, Liv, and you black out or brown out, why don't you, before you do that, put a tip up there?
Oh, trust me, when I am super drunk, I tip like 50%.
No, 100%. Tip the bill challenge.
I used to tip 100%. Oh, I know I used to tip 200%. Because I got my math wrong. Instead of tipping 20%,
oh
I was
my.
Tipping 200%.
Well, okay, oh I got to be honest. I can't do the live the tip the bill challenge because I don't got that much money. What?
I got a DM about you. I think you're going to be upset about it.
No, let's hear it.
This person says, Joe gets defensive a lot. Seems like he has to be fake on the air and everything you say, he has to say something better than you, like competing.
Who said that?
Some listener.
I just disagree a lot with Alex.
I told you we wouldn't want to hear it.
No. I'll hear anything. I disagree with that. That's all.
Okay.
Say it again. What did they say?
Joe gets defensive a lot. Seems like he has to be fake on the air, and everything you say, he has to say something better than you, like competing.
When I get people that come at me, like you and Liv come at me all the time, like attacking my relationship status and my dog, so I have to defend that. That's
oh,
why.
Oh, gosh.
I have never once come after your relationship status. I never talk about you and Lindsay.
You have done a few little jabs here and there.
If anyone's talking about your relationship and it paints it in a negative light, it's you.
No, when we talk about my relationship, you're saying it's wrong or like, oh, that's a red flag or that's a problem.
Yeah, but like someone has to disagree. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you what she said.
Well, thank
sorry,
you.
Joe.
That's what she said.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, ladies, you can go out to dinner on a date with a guy, and you should feel safe because the Dine and Dash dater has finally been caught. Do you remember this guy?
No.
This guy has been going on date after date after date without paying bills, earning him the title of the Dine and Dash dater. He finally was caught by cops in L.A. The man actually pled guilty on Monday to extortion, attempted extortion, grand theft, and petty theft charges. The district attorney said that it was a 2-year scheme in which the man allegedly would target women he met on dating websites and apps. He would eat the meal, and then he'd sneak away to make a phone call or, hey, I got to use the bathroom real quick. Do you mind if I go use the bathroom? I'm like, oh, no, go ahead. It's all good. Yeah, that's when the guy would get his stuff and leave.
Lock him up.
Eight women were left with bills totaling more than $950. Restaurants sometimes picked up the tab in two of those incidents, so it could have been even more. He's being held on $315,000 bail.
Wow. He's not getting out anytime soon.
No kidding. Should have paid for those meals, buddy.
If we're locking up bad dates that we've had, I've got a list for you.
Yeah, could you give me a name or so just so we can make sure we take care of it? The guy is definitely going to have to deal with that. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. You're going to love this, Alex. A 31-year-old guy named Brandon in Vero Beach, Florida, got pulled over on Monday night for not having a light over his license plate. When the cop walked up to his car, he noticed Brandon attempting to conceal a large bulge in his left front pocket.
So it wasn't that he was happy to see him, you mean?
No, we don't believe it was that. The cop asked, hey, what's that long cylinder object in your pants? Brandon responded,
a Pringles can?
That's what she said.
Oh, that's what she said, the oven.
Yes, he totally did a Michael Scott impersonation. It turns out it was a pipe and some weed, so he was arrested on drug charges.
Giggity.
Don't you have to let him go as a cop? You're like, all right, you're illegal, but that was kind of funny.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
That was a good one.
Those right there are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
And in the bathroom, I'm wondering if what I do is kind of gross. According to like a thing I saw online, it's very, very gross. Experts say using a bath towel, you should not use it for more than three times.
Oh, yeah, I'm going about a week.
A week, that's it? Live the web, girl. How long are you? She's...
Longer than a week?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Probably like a month.
Ooh, oh, no.
Oh.
That's moldy. Oh.
But see, I'm just drying my clean hands. That's all I use it for.
Sorry.
Ratchet.
But you don't take a shower?
Oh, my gosh, my shower towels?
That's, yeah, I called it a bath
towel. That's
what
we're talking about.
Oh, I thought we were talking about a hand towel. I don't know why.
No.
I thought that.
That's also gross. You also need to be washing those.
I know. I do, like, once a month. My bath towels, I probably use one for a week and then stop.
Okay.
And then I go on to a next
Now, what
towel.
If it doesn't smell after a week? Do you keep it or you switch it out? What do you
I
do?
Still switch it. It doesn't matter if it smells or not.
It just depends if that's like my last clean towel.
My parents have a family friend that lives in Peru.
Okay.
In northern Indiana. And she washes their towels daily. They take one shower and then she washes her entire family's towels. They've got a family of four.
Does she have like OCD? What is that?
I don't know why, but like when they come and stay at my parents' house, this lady will give my mom the bath towels after only one day and be like, here you go. My mom's like, because they're only going to be there for like 2 days.
Yeah,
and my mom's like, why do I have to wash this? So my mom, it always gets on my mom's nerves, even though they've been friends with my family for years. She's always like, this lady is so high maintenance.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom's used to me, so that says a lot.
Yeah, if anybody's high maintenance, it's like, have you met Alex? I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but when it comes to like a bath towel you dry off when you get out of the shower, I don't have a set thing. I know I use them usually too long because I'll wait. And the reason I say too long, they say 3 days, because I'm like, okay, that's gross. And I'll put it in there. Like, I can kind of start to notice it's going to stink.
If you
to
wait
it.
So long that you smell it, then that's way too long because I never smell anything.
I bet I wait at least a week or two. Now, here's something else that's gross as we wrap this up here. How long do you use a towel? They're saying the hand towels that Liv thought we were talking about at the beginning, they say you need to change those out every 1 or 2 days.
Oh, really? Well, then I'm definitely behind on that. But I can start doing it because that grosses me out. The germs, the bed bugs, whatever's living in those.
Yeah, the lice, all those gross things. Let us know how nasty you are. Just kind of wondering if you change it out every like week or does anybody just go until it kind of gets that funky, stinky smell? Bam, 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 ba, bam, ba, bam. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 100.9. Instagram, Twitter, yep, we're on there. You can follow us at Joe and Alex Show. Looking forward to a little over an hour from now. I'm going to be down at Bankers Life Fieldhouse hanging out for Indy Pride Career Fair. It's presented by Luna Language Services, and it's taking place today from 11 until 2 p.m. at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Indie Pride is focused on showcasing employers in our community who embrace all of their employees and welcome team members from all cultural backgrounds. So if you can come on by in your lunch hour, I would definitely do that. And we have the information posted up right now at RadioNowIndy.com. So that's kind of what my day entails. And later on tonight, I've got my anniversary with my wife, so I got to go pick up flowers. Woo-hoo! And all that good stuff. What do you ladies got going on today?
You know what? Today, finally, I feel like for the last 10 years, I've had something going on every single day. Today finally is a relaxing day for me. And I've also become recently addicted to hummus, which I know that's like crazy for me. That's like healthy food for me. So I've been enjoying dipping wheat thins in hummus. So literally that's the number one thing. Yeah, that's the number one thing on my mind is to go home, sit on the couch, watch TV, and have hummus and wheat thins.
I can't believe you eat hummus because I'm like, oh, gross. It looks like poop.
Yeah, it took a little while for me to get used to it, and now I'm liking it. So.
Yeah, good for you. Hummus is amazing. There's different flavors you can try. There's dessert hummus that tastes like chocolate.
What?
Yeah, I don't make this stuff up. For real. I think Trader Joe's has it. Live the Web Girl, are you still going to be driving around in your minivan mom thing today?
Yes, I am. I'm going to find out if my car is actually totaled or not from the accident I got in this Saturday, and I'm going to go to a spinning class.
Cool. Let's make a prediction right now if we think Live the Web Girl's car is totaled or not totaled. I will say it's not totaled.
It looks totaled to me, so yes.
What
She's also
think?
Liv the Van Girl now because they gave
Sorry,
her a rental van.
I always get it wrong. Liv the Van Girl. What do you think?
I'm hoping it's not totaled, so I'm going to send those vibes out
yeah,
there in
positive.
The universe
because that's
going to cost me a lot of money.
Everybody right. do an ohm on 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Ohm.